Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Indianapolis Colts in our team preview is our expert host on the scene, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What up, man? Talking about the Colts, a team who just missed the playoffs last year, hoping to do bigger and better things in 2022. I'm excited about to talk about this team, and especially shed a little bit of a tear here, that their brand new quarterback, Matt Ryan. So.
Yeah, Matt Ryan in place for the Colts. It's going to be a huge season. We're so excited to join you and really get into depth with this. And it's just worth mentioning that we have now eclipsed over 1,000 episodes on our podcast. So thank you so much. In less than 2 years, we have brought you 1,000-plus episodes of our podcast, and the only reason that we are able to bring you such a great stream of high-quality content is because you stick with us. And because you tell your friends and family by word of mouth about our show. So thank you so much for just mentioning to your coworkers, your aunt, uncle, mother, sister, brother, grandparents, children, and grandchildren. Just mentioning to them like, hey, grandchild, have you been listening to 100 Yards of Football? And then hopefully they're old enough to listen to podcasts. And then we've got yet another amazing listener coming on early so that we can bring them years of quality entertainment and great football content. So I'm here for it. Mr. Logan Landers, we're also here for this Indianapolis Colts. It's going to be an exciting season nonetheless. There's going to be a lot of people traveling into town for these awesome games, and we cannot wait to see what the differences are and see how things are shook up by these changes. So, Mr. Logan Landers, break it down for us. What do we have to look forward to?
Let's talk about this team, man. Like I said, 2021, they didn't quite make the playoffs, finished with a 9-8 record. So it was a winner, right? It was a solid winning record. But they just couldn't quite get over the hump. But they had a good team, right? 7 Pro Bowlers in total. Quentin Nelson, Darius Leonard, DeForest Buckner, Kenny Moore II, Ryan Kelly, Jonathan Taylor, and Luke Rose, to be precise. So they did pretty good. Like I said, it's a bit of a down year from 2020. They finished 11-5, Ben. But they're hoping to come back and to shake off that horrible, that rough end to the season last year. They lost to the Jaguars, right, who was not a very good team last year, that blew up all their chances to get into the playoff. So they are determined to right the ship this upcoming week, this upcoming year. Let's talk about this team. Let's talk about their draft picks, who they've gotten, who they've acquired. Like I said, I think they had a tremendous draft class. They got Alec Pierce from Cincinnati, the wide receiver. I think he's going to play a big part into this system already. Jelani Woods, the tight end. Bernard Raymond, right, the offensive tackle from Central Michigan. They got Nick Cross, Eric Johnson, Andrew Ogletree, Curtis Brooks, and Rodney Thomas II. So I think they had a very good draft class overall. I think that all these draftees, for the most part, are going to make a big impact in their first season as rookies, and I think they'll be fine. But looking more at this team, let's talk about who they've acquired. And I mentioned in the opening, they got Matt Ryan from us, Jeremiah. They stole him from the Falcons. And after a long, historic, and very much a loving career in Atlanta, it's going to be weird this upcoming season to watch those Falcons games each and every Sunday and not see number 2 on the field. But best of luck to him in Indianapolis, right, where he's got a little bit more time left. Right? He's been in the league for about 15 years now, drafted in, 2008? So about 15 years going on. And we'll see how much longer he can go for it. But He's going to inherit a team with one of the best running backs in the game, when Jonathan Taylor. So that's going to be a good weapon for him that he hasn't had in quite a few years. So I expect them to be good. I expect the wide receiving core to improve with his veteran presence. I mentioned they got Pierce from Cincinnati. They also have Michael Pittman, who has a lot to prove still. They can still always, you know, get – I still think that those are the top two, but they can always maybe find a free agent here or there, or make a trade for another one. But I think they'll be fine. Like you said, they've lost a few guys as well. I mentioned they lost Rocky Sin, the cornerback. He went to the Raiders. That's a little bit of a big blow there. They had Carson Wentz last year. They traded him in for Matt Ryan. So another new quarterback for another year here for the Colts. We'll see how that can go. But I think that this team is going to be solid. I think they have a tremendous offense. I think their defense is going to improve as well. They got Stephon Gilmore from the Panthers, the cornerback, right? They got Yannick Ngakoue as well from the Raiders, the edge rusher. So I think that the defense is going to be better. I think the offense is going to be phenomenal. And I expect the Colts to make the playoffs this year. I do. I don't think they're going to miss that mark this year. I do get that the AFC South has improved, right? The Texans are still trying to fight their way up. They're not there quite yet. We all know the Jaguars made about, 50 acquisitions, it felt like, in terms of free agent signings. So they are going to be a brand new team along with their draft picks. Of course, you have with Trayvon Walker, right, number one overall pick. The Titans are the king right now with King Henry, with Tannehill, with the rest of those players on that team. They are the guys to beat with the Tennessee Titans. So I can see this being the Colts and Titans once again, battling it out for positions in the AFC South for that division title. It's going to be interesting to see because, like I said, this is still a brand new team, brand new quarterback, couple of new players, and they have that small window right with a really good veteran quarterback they haven't had in quite some time. Carson, like I said, Carson was fine. I thought they maybe could have kept him for another year, but once I learned they were getting Matt Ryan, it made more sense. And I mean, I think Matt Ryan still got a lot left to prove, a lot left in his tank. And he wants that Super Bowl, man. He's got that MVP to his name, but he still wants that Super Bowl. And the Colts are in a good position to get back to the playoffs sooner rather than later, especially in this 2022 season. Like I said, I think that they're going to take a little bit of load off of him, of just his arm, right? Of just throwing the ball every single down. And I think that they're going to be able to give it more to Taylor, who is a phenomenal running back and is going to really make a big impact this upcoming year on not just Ryan, but for the Colts in general once again. And, of course, I think the draftees, I think they're going to play a big part early on. For a lot of teams, they draft guys for future success, not for the current season. But the Colts have guys, they drafted guys who are going to contribute day one, right, snap one on the field. And I think that's really going to help this team this year, give them that spark, give them that energy, and once again, that veteran presence, that leadership that Matt Ryan possesses. So I'm expecting the Colts, like I said, I think I'm not – it's tough because, I mean, the Titans are a super good team, very good. So I think they're going to battle them for that AFC South crown. If not, then I do think that the Colts will win the wild card this year, will make it in, and I do not expect this team to miss this upcoming year. I think they're going to charge their way in for a good season, a winning season. And looking at their schedule, looking at who they're going to play, they have some teams lined up. They got the Texans, the Jaguars, the Chiefs, the Titans, the Broncos, Jaguars again week 6, the Titans again week 7, the Commanders, the New England Patriots, the Raiders in week 10, the Eagles in 11, the Steelers in 12, the Cowboys, right, the America's team in 13. They finally get a bye week in week 14, so they go a long time without getting a break. The Vikings in week 15, the Chargers in 16, the Giants in 17, and finally last game of the year, week 18 against the Houston Texans. So pretty good schedule overall. Like I said, I think that they will improve. I think they'll get 10-plus wins this year. I think that they're going to get right back on track. And so I'm expecting good things from the Indianapolis Colts in 2022.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by BetOnline.
It is exciting times, especially for this upcoming season. When there are big changes like that, you just don't know where things are going to shake out. If they've got a great, and they do have a great coaching staff, if that coaching staff is able to lace everything together pull those shoes tight and really come out the gates with a brand new team that essentially is redoing their entire structure. I just am excited to see what happens. So thank you so much for that in-depth review, Mr. Logan Landers. And for everybody watching us live, please put in the comments, what do you think? Where will the Indianapolis Colts go this season? Will Matt Ryan be that dude? And will that be the piece, along with this incredible team they've been building, that will take them on to that next level? And if you're listening to our podcast, we would love to hear from you. So just go over to our podcast wherever that you listen. Just make sure you subscribe and then leave us a review. You can leave us just a simple 5-star review on Spotify. Or if you're over on Apple Podcasts, you can leave us a review like this. Just go to the review, give us a 5-star if you choose, and then say, hey, I listen to the show. I love it. Full send. That's all you got to do. And so even those short reviews like that, where you just check in and let us know that you're out there, those really help us a lot in the algorithms that all the podcasts use to show our podcast to new listeners. And we have been growing so quickly, and it's basically because of you. So thank you so much for all your word of mouth shares, all of your reviews, and all of the shares that you do across social media. It's because of all of those shares that we're able to bring you over 1,000 episodes of our podcast at this point in less than 2 years. It's just wild. So thank you so much, Mr. Logan Landers, for that in-depth review of the Indianapolis Colts on their team preview. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.